main bulk of hospital stores are delivered at one or two central points. This is very important because not only the patient will come to the hospital, but different supplies are delivered by different vendors during the working hours of the hospital or also in the odd hours. Therefore, the hospital main store is located in such a way that it is easily approachable to external agencies. They can locate where is the hospital main store so that they can deliver the required hospital item at an appropriate time. This is only possible when the planning of the hospital is done in a better manner. The different external agencies or vendors supplying the bulk of hospital stores will be hospital pharmacy item, hospital equipment, hospital laundry and linen item, then hospital appliances like wheelchair, bed, etc. Independent SS will help in the transport of heavy and bulky articles. For example, if you want to deliver in your hospital a large air conditioner, then such type of air conditioners are usually enter into the hospital loaded on a large truck. So the passage of the hospital or the entrance of the hospital should be such that it allow the movement of heavy and bulky vehicles. Similarly, if you want to install a heart-lung machine or centralized oxygen supply in your hospital, it also required various items which has to be delivered in the hospital, first to the hospital stores and from the hospital stores to the region or area where it is scheduled to be used. Circulation routes will be influenced by orientation of the site and depends upon the vision of hospital architect, and the hospital circulation not only depends on the hospital architect vision, but it also depends upon the need of the hospital, because few hospitals are very big where the patients may be brought in their own private vehicles. There may be large number of consultants who may bring their own vehicles, and there should be proper arrangement for the disposal of biomedical waste which has to be thrown or which has to be deposited at far away places like sanitary landfill. So these all requires all the vehicles to be parked properly. Therefore, the parking area is one of the major problem which is dealt in the hospital circulation. Most of the hospitals in metro cities like Mumbai are oriented in such a way that parking area is usually located in the basement of the hospital without causing any problem to the patient coming in and going out of the hospital. For each patient bed, there should be at least 3 visitors, and for each patient bed, we can assume that one car or two wheelchairs is required. Therefore, if the hospital is 100 bedded, you have to assume that you have to create a space for car parking of 100. Then employees and staff parking area should be properly marked and separated from public parking area. This is because the employees feel that hospital take care of their private item. Secondly, they feel that they are considered as the family members of the hospital, and from the security point of view, it is very important to segregate the intramural parking space from the extramural or general parking space. Then the landscaping. Landscaping literally means the orientation of the building in such a way that it creates a visual impact of attractive building, Therefore, whenever you want to locate a hospital in a particular locality, you have to see the topography of that locality. For example, in mountainous and hilly region, the buildings are oriented in such a way that it gives the feeling that buildings are located on the hill. There should be proper landscape garden. There should be proper landscaping of parking space. Then landscaping of hospital buildings, also very important from environmental point of view, because nowadays many hospitals also try to preserve the environment in which the hospital exists. There may be provision for underground water reservoir facility to be developed. Some of the hospitals also requires proper arrangement for rainwater harvesting. Therefore, if proper landscaping is done, it creates good impression of the hospital in the minds of visitors, that is patient and their relative. The orientation of the building, in very hot climate, the buildings will have to be cooled in summer by artificial means. Therefore, in hot and very humid regions of the country like Rajasthan, the buildings are not vertically spread but more horizontally spread, with lot of space between one building to another, so that there is ample movement of the air between the two buildings. The architect also study the shadow cast by sun to maximize this effect. So they should consider the daytime and the shadow of the building cast, which also serves as a landmark for hospital architect to plan the orientation of the building. Another important aspect of hospital is ventilation. Most of the hospitals are provided with air conditioner. The air conditioners are usually centralized. It is a mechanical system of providing artificial cooling if done properly in the planning stage. But these are power consuming. It increases the cost of hospital expenditure. Since they are electrically driven, it requires proper maintenance, because lack of proper maintenance may give rise to hospital hazard if not properly maintained, like short circuiting from the hospital poorly maintained air conditioner and fire outbreak. Like recently you have seen, PLS in hospital in Kolkata had severe outbreak because of short circuiting in the air conditioner, which led to the death of 36 neonates. A very large glass windows result in overheating of the building. Therefore, most of the buildings are usually provided by artificial curtain, which are usually made of plastic material so that they can be washed. Secondly, they are also coated with some type of fabrics so that the sun rays which are incident on them do not make the inner hospital building or inner environment warm and get reflected from the surface. Thus, the net absorption of the heat inside the building can be reduced. Then, most of the hospitals are oriented in such a way that there is possibility of cross ventilation. That is, doors and windows are arranged in such a way that the doors and windows are at the opposite to each other, so that in the case of power failure or when you want to disinfect the ward, you can keep it open, allow the natural sunlight to enter into the ward, especially on the weekends, and there is proper entry of the light and airflow which decontaminate the ward. Third is that lot of glasswares used in the window causes unnecessary reflection from it and creates problem, like problem of glare, photosensitivity, etc. This can be also reduced if the proper window panels which uses anti-glare mechanisms can overcome this problem. Linearity exists a high degree of stability with reasonable adaptability. Means if the buildings are linearly arranged in a line, then the buildings are considered to be more compact. They are more stable in the case of natural disaster like earthquake, and they are also easily get adapted according to the landscape of that locality. The central problem for the hospital architect is that they have to understand the relationship between the hospital building and the environment in which the hospital is existing, and by using the corrective measures they try to adjust or create a balance between these two pillars and try to give hospital as natural look as possible. For example, if you see the hospital located in Himachal Pradesh, you will not see that hospitals buildings are very high. The hospital buildings may be low, then the roof may not be flat, they may be arched like the roof of the hilly region. The trees which are planted is similar to the trees which are grown in the locality, that is coniferous type of evergreen tree rather than the trees of the tropical forest. This type of hospital buildings you will not see in the state of Rajasthan or Madhya Pradesh, where typical tropical climate exists. Again, when you go to the coastal regions like Goa or Kerala, you will see that the hospital buildings carries typical accent of the local culture, and that is why most of the building may be painted with yellow color and white color, which resembles much of the Portuguese building of Goa. If it is located in the cities like Kolkata, most of the buildings are usually red color to depict a sign of simplicity and local culture that exists in that region. Ventilation of the hospital building can be achieved either by natural supply or by mechanical exhaust of air. Natural supply is by windows, doors and up-located ventilators. Mechanical exhaust is by use of exhaust fan, ceiling fan, pedestal fan, air conditioner, etc. Different areas of the hospital require different cycle of the air change every hour. This is very important because in the operation theater where the surgeon is operating, the volume of the air has to be replaced every 1 minute so that the contamination or chances of release of toxin or pathogenic bacteria or viruses can be dispersed and can be thrown away from the OT, maintaining the sterilization of the OT. The general principle of natural ventilation should be in accordance with IS, that international standard, that is 3362 1977. Then lighting and illumination. The lighting of the hospital should be in correlation with international standard 2440-1975 guideline. Most of the hospital prefer natural lighting, and natural lighting is usually the lighting which is provided by sun during daytime, which is also known as day lighting. General lighting area which do not require special illumination are hospital corridors, hospital toilets, hospital staircases, etc. Special lightings are usually required where you want to do the fine work like operation theater, lab, or while reading in the library, etc. The light which is usually to be delivered to this high precise area should be shadowless. Means when the light is projected, the illumination should not cast the shadow of the nearby object. The light is delivered either through the portable light source like in the operation theater or the mountable light source like you can see a big headlamp over the operation table. Emergency portable light units should be provided in the ward, especially when you want to do minor ward procedure like dressing of deep seated wound. Then if you want to do ward procedure like lumbar puncture which require proper illumination, liver biopsy, pericardial tapping, ascitic tapping, pleural tapping, etc. So these are the emergency procedure which is done in the ward under proper lighting condition. Now, visual impact of building. Nowadays, hospitals are mostly designed and planned on the proper business plan because hospital is also a source of revenue earning and everyone try to enter those hospital which is very attractive from outside, which is very neat and clean, so that this type of hospital create good impression in the mind of the hospital visitors, which may be patient, which may be patient relative. The patient coming to the hospital may be coming from the first time, that is walking patient. They may be patient coming from far flung area, that is referred patient, or patient coming in the emergency. The architectural handling of the design will also affect the visual impact of hospital building. So nowadays you can see modern concept of hospital with different designs coming up. For example, you can see the Seven Hills Hospital of Mumbai, which resembles the typical fantasy of hospital architect who has planned it. It is called Seven Hills Hospital because the seven buildings give the impression of seven hills. So the name itself is based on the typical design the hospital is having. You can also see that many hospitals, especially the government hospitals, are also modernized and renovated under public-private partnership. A classical example of this is KM Hospital OPD building, which is located in very small area, and the hospital OPD building is nearly 10-storied building. So a small area can utilize it for larger purpose, and different OPDs are running and different floor. But in this also there should be provision of proper lift for the vertical transport of the patient from ground floor or basement to different floor where different OPDs are located. Then hospital hygiene. Hospital hygiene has to be maintained because we know that hospital is a highly contaminated area. There is increased chance of hospital acquired infection. Different type of patient with different disease come for the hospital, that is under one roof, to get themselves treated. Not only patient come to the hospital but also their relatives accompany them. Therefore it is the duty of the hospital administrator to maintain the proper hospital hygiene. That is why the hospital hygiene has to be maintained, and all the hospitals are governed by Biomedical Waste Management Rule 1998, which says that all the hazardous material should be segregated and disposed in the colored bag. Then all hospitals are instructed to use single-use disposable item and not to use reusable item. Then it is also very important to do operation only in the operation theater whose bacteriological or microbiological count is there. And it is very important for the hospital housekeeping department, who are mainly concerned with cleaning activities of the hospital like sweeping or mopping, dry dusting, etc., which should be done on daily basis or weekly basis, so that the chances of infection of the hospital to the patient can be reduced. Similarly, OT should be properly sterilized, and chances of hospital acquired infection while performing surgery can be reduced. Another important factor in the hospital design that must be given is there should be proper coverage of the hospital drain. There should not be any space where there is evidence of water getting collected. This is known from the fact that recently it has been seen that there were many areas where the water used to pool, and these were the breeding sites for dengue virus. Now, by removing this water logging space or water accumulated area, it stops the breeding site of these mosquitoes, especially female Anopheles mosquitoes, spreading malaria or dengue breeding site, and in this way the chances of disease in the hospital can be controlled. This is based on the different survey which is done with different government hospitals located within the National Capital Territory of New Delhi, where there was sudden increase in the number of dengue fever, and they came to know that these are only possible because of the different breeding places which exist within the hospital premises. That is why the hospital warden or hospital nursing staff like matron, hospital administrator, hospital hygienist, hospital epidemiologist are doing survey both inside the hospital and outside the hospital, spreading the insecticide, doing fumigation control for the mosquito breeding site, removing all the stagnant water which are infected with the larvae of the spreading microorganism, and in this way the chances of tropical disease can be reduced. These are based on the studied fact, and this is known as evidence-based content of hospital planning. Hospital hygiene is also very important, because in the nursing room, soiled linen should be sterilized, dirty material should go for disposal, blanket used by the patient cannot be sterilized, hence the blanket should be subjected to dry cleaning at least once in 15 days. Usually washable blankets are now preferable, like cotton blanket, which can be washed and properly sterilized, especially for the patient lying in ICU, CCU, etc. Interior design in the hospital has also become integral part of hospital architectural process. Interior design is in harmony with various elements like structural planning, site planning, landscape planning. Structural planning means how the hospital structure is, the buildings are oriented, what is the space between the building, how many stories can be added, what should be the outline of the hospital basement. Site planning means where the hospital is located, how far it is from the national highway, what is the provision of approach road if the hospital is located in the interior. And landscape planning means the hospital buildings are planned in such a way that it fits with the topography, that the external environment in which the particular hospital is located. Interior design of the hospital has got the two important components, hospital graphs and hospital design. Hospital graphs and designs are based in such a way that these are only the figure or the photos that will say where, what is the department you are looking for, who are the consultant present there, what is the way in which the patient can move in the hospital, etc. For example, if you want to locate a gynec OPD, usually ANC clinic, you can see the photograph of the pregnant mother where the uterus is shown containing the fetus. So picture will itself will say, oh, this is the ANC, OPD where the mother can come. If you want to locate an orthopedic OPD, you can see the patient photograph with the walking calipers, or you can see the patient with the plaster sign. So signage itself will tell what is the department designed or designated for. This signage is very much similar to the signage you see at railway station, at airport, and also inside the aircraft. For example, doctor is inside his room or not, you can judge it by the lighting which is present on the outside door of the doctor. Secondly, if the doctor room is occupied by patient, the sign comes occupied. It is similar to the aircraft showing the seat belt sign on and seat belt sign off. Now, the hospital graphic and designing is also very important from public relation point of view, because if the hospital graphic and designing is very good, it will create a good impression in the general public about the hospital, about the infrastructure within the hospital, and in this way it will bring good class of patient and will do good revenue. So it is very important from the hospital marketing point of view. The different signs and signage is the hospital graphic, safety sign, and hospital logo. For example, Brahma Kumari Hospital in Mumbai, you see the logo is open hand, means we accept the patient irrespective of caste, creed, and religion by open heart. Similarly, you can see an ophthalmic hospital is written Tamso Ma Jyoti Gamaya, means we give you brightness, allow you to perceive the environment with the sense of light, and we avoid the darkness which you are suffering from. The two type of hospital graphic which is important for the hospital architect and hospital designer is directional hospital graphic and design hospital graphic. Directional hospital graphic, usually the directional symbols which tells you how to move within the hospital corridor, where is the lift located, where is the drinking water point located, where is the toilet male and female located, where is the hospital laboratory located. So directional hospital graphic usually direct the different types of patient to the different department, whereas design graphic usually tells you what the particular ward is for, whether it is for mental patient, whether it is for pediatric patient, whether it is for ANC patient, whether it is for ENT or ophthalmological patient, etc. So these are the signage which tells you about the different things or different materials which the hospital literature will also tell. But for the common man who cannot read and write, they can just see the hospital graphic and design and follow the instruction. Now, the use of decorative colors in the hospital. You must have seen that modern hospitals are very artistic. They are also designed and planned in such a way that they create very good impression in the patient mind. And because colors have a definitive influence on the mental and emotional state of patient. That is why initially all the patients who were lying in the hospital were seen to look at the ceiling of the hospital. Okay? So nowadays the hospitals are planned in such a way that the ceiling should be bright. It should have certain color that rejuvenate the patient with new ideas, with new energy, with new enthusiasm, and speed up the healing process. Now, not only the patient visit the hospital, but the patient's relative also visit the hospital. So it is very important that the hospital designs not only impress the patient but also impress the person adjoining the patient. You will see that many places it is written or properly displayed do's and don'ts, like don't use lift while coming down, use lift whenever and wherever necessary, don't spit here, throw the garbage in the dustbin. So these are the few instructions which are given in the graphic form, and you have to just see the graph and follow the instructions hidden in it. Then you will see that there is proper display of hospital core and supportive services, like laundry and linen department is shown in a different graph, hospital pantry and cafeteria is shown by different sign, then different wards of the hospital like hospital laboratory is designed in different way, hospital ICU and cardiology department is designed with different signage. So these are the signage which tells you about the different content or supplies or different facilities which are available within the hospital services, which may be clinical or supportive services. But along with this you will see the different signage which is related to safety sign, like all the electrical junctions are marked with the skull head sign, which tells you this is a danger sign, do not touch it. Many places you will see do not smoke with the typical sign, because these are the areas where there is increased chance of catching fire, so you have to not smoke. Many places you will see that there is proper signage that do not enter without wearing mask or without wearing head caps. This is very important, especially when you are entering the highly segregated ward like NICU, ICU, burn unit, etc. Then many hospitals also display the sign of first aid equipment, like first aid equipment which may be artificial external defibrillator. Artificial external defibrillator is known as AED. It is usually given to control cardiac arrhythmia. So it is a first aid device which is applied to the patient so that if given timely treatment, the patient's cardiac problem can be deviated. Patient will have some time to buy, and during this time he or she will reach the site of definitive treatment. Many places you will see the first aid sign, like the use of caliper, use of safety boot. In the radiological department, the safety sign will be do not touch, use of lead apron, use of dosimeter. Many places you will see the safety signage may be do not ignite, do not carry combustible item. You will see that many places where fire extinguishers are kept, usually marked with the safety sign, so that you can use it at the time of need. But it is very important for the hospital nursing staff and the administrative staff to see that these fire extinguishers are in the working condition, so that they can be used at the time of need, and it should not behave as a non-workable item when it was needed the most. Decorative color of the hospital is not only located to the OPD building of the hospital, to the hospital marketing department, public relations department, but nowadays you will see this decorative color also exists in the patient waiting area. These also exist in the patient waiting for lab investigation, waiting for surgery, patient walking in the hospital corridor, patient who are not only coming to the hospital for the treatment but also for the awareness. So these decorative colors are very important from the patient treatment point of view. The color scheme of the corridor wall should reflect light and create a homely or friendly atmosphere. So whenever one is walking on the corridor itself takes 30% or consumes 30% of the total hospital surface area. So if the hospital corridors are well lighted, if the hospital corridors are neatly placed and free from any slippery materials with good reflection of light, it creates good impression in the patient mind. In this way, it brings end to the chapter 6, that is intramural planning and designing of the hospital. Thank you.